principal I represent has an offer for you. Each death must look like an accident. Your specialty, I believe.
I'm not doing his kills.
I've been waiting too long to get even with you.
You have 36 hours to eliminate all the targets on this list. Or they will eliminate me.
There's no sign of the intruder, Mr. Adams.
That's because he's sitting right in front of me here in the safe room.
Okay, here's the deal. It's not uncommon for Jason Statham to release an action pick in late summer or early fall as the other releases wane in quality. Fortunately, Mechanic Resurrection is one of the most enjoyable action picks he's done in a while. This sequel to the 2011 The Mechanic finds Statham's character dragged back into the world of assassination with three major targets. He reluctantly agrees to the job when his girlfriend is kidnapped. Don't get me wrong, Mechanic Resurrection is crap. But it's good crap. It's got some fun action moments, plenty of R-rated violence, and an unrelenting energy that reminds us why Statham became an action star to begin with. Like the old canon films of the 1980s, Mechanic Resurrection is quite entertaining, even if it's not what you'd call a great film. Mechanic Resurrection gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.